Okay, we're so glad to have you back with us today at GoldSeek.com Radio for another exciting Gold Nugget segment with the CEO of Seabridge Gold, Mr. Rudy Franck. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show the Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Seabridge Gold. Welcome back, Mr. Franck.
Chris, good to be back.
You know, Seabridge is quite an interesting company. It actually acquires properties, but it doesn't have sales per se as, let's say, a typical miner. The idea is to find the top properties. I wonder if you could outline your company and just how this unique business model works.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Chris. I think the easiest way to look at Seabridge is we're a gold hoarder. We buy projects that have an established resource amount where we believe we can grow resources by additional exploration. If you look at the history of Seabridge, which started in 1999, we initially acquired 9 deposits that gave us 15 million ounces of gold resources from the majors. Back then, in a lousy gold price environment, we spent about $15 million to acquire these assets. We've now grown those same 9 assets to 85 million ounces today through exploration activities. Our goal at some point, when it makes sense, is to partner up our big projects with established producers and let them spend most of the capital that's needed to build and operate mines, and for Seabridge to maintain as close to a carried interest as possible.
I wonder if you could tell us about your big development this week regarding the Deep Kerr deposit in northwestern British Columbia. A report looks very positive here.
Yeah, Deep Kerr was a discovery we actually first made in 2012 with a discovery hole, and we followed up in 2013. Our KSM project, even before we found Deep Kerr, is now the largest undeveloped gold reserve in the world in a safe jurisdiction as British Columbia, Canada. At KSM, prior to Deep Kerr, we have 38 million ounces of proven and probable gold reserves and 10 billion pounds of copper. And we're now taking that project through the environmental assessment process and expect to have the project approved mid this year. We've set out to try and find higher grade material in addition to our reserves there, and had huge success last year at Deep Kerr, finding a very large fifth deposit on the project that's already over a half a billion tons of inferred resources at grades that are 2.5 times the average KSM copper grade with a good gold credit. It's a very unbelievable discovery that our team made, probably one of the most significant copper discoveries in a generation. You know, we think that we're just scratching the tip of the surface there in terms of what additional ounces we can find in pounds of copper at Deep Kerr and other targets at KSM.
Well, I wonder if you could outline some of these other Seabridge properties. I understand you hold 100% interest in several North American gold projects.
Yeah, we've kind of filtered down the portfolio to 2 significant assets, KSM in British Columbia and the Courageous Lake asset in the Northwest Territories. These 2 projects now give us a combined proven and probable gold reserve of 45 million ounces of gold and over 10 billion pounds of copper. The smaller stuff that we had acquired in the early years, we've actually used those to help fund the advancement of our 2 big projects. We've sold smaller assets and optioned them out or joint ventured them, and we've already received in excess of $50 million of cash proceeds for the sale of these assets, plus significant equity interest in companies that have purchased these. But our focus has been on the 2 big ones, which we think will drive value on a go-forward basis.
Well, you know, Arnold Vandenberg at Century Management had this to say about Seabridge, wrote a very positive report recommending your shares, noting that Seabridge essentially is trading near the same price as when gold was only at $712 an ounce. That's about a 40% decrease on the underlying metal, whereas the shares are simply at bargain levels relative to your reserves. Any comments on his analysis?
I couldn't agree more. And then on top of that, if you actually put in the work we've done on the assets since 750 gold in terms of increasing the size of the deposits and moving them into reserves, I believe that the value today of Seabridge shares is one of the best compelling stories in the industry.
I wonder if you could outline or highlight any interesting opportunities that you see on the horizon for Seabridge.
Yeah, I think this year our focus remains on KSM. We're in the process now of finalizing impact benefit agreements with the Aboriginal groups we deal with at the site. We should expect to have a few of those signed in the next few weeks, which will be positive, obviously, for the project. We also expect the government, both the provincial government and the federal government, to approve our environmental assessment application an environmental impact statement that was filed with them in early 2013. That's a major de-risking for the company, which should play well in the marketplace. And then the discovery of Deep Kerr really has changed the landscape for us. Up to this point in time, KSM was really viewed more as a gold-dominated project. With the discovery of Deep Kerr and the higher copper values, we are now seeing interest for the first time of the big base metal companies looking at this as a potential joint venture opportunity. You know, creating competition at the negotiating table with more parties is a good way to get the deal done on the best terms for Seabridge.
Are there any other interesting properties that you have your eyes on? I understand that this is a key component in your business model. My guess is you always have one eye on prospective properties.
That's very correct, Chris. We're always looking at new opportunities. Our challenge right now, to be perfectly honest, is to find something that would be meaningful, considering the size of our two assets already, and accretive. You know, with the low valuation that we have in the marketplace now, being able to buy things and have it accretive is difficult. And being able to find something that's large enough is also difficult. But we will continue to look, and if opportunities present themselves that make sense, we will act.
And as we wrap up the discussion today, any other topics that you'd like to cover or anything you'd like to share with the listeners?
I think the only thing I'd like to comment on is the gold price. You know, for 15 years now, we've been students of the market. We've written a lot about the gold market, which you can find on our website, our views on the market, and, you know, from a macro perspective. We believe that gold will go significantly higher from here, and would not be surprised to see over the next couple of years to see gold not only go above where it's at today, but to go through its all-time highs. Our shareholder base is bullish on gold. We are bullish on gold and believe that the best is yet to come.
Well, we certainly have heard from many guests on the show who share your sentiments with regard to new all-time highs, not just nominally, but real highs on gold as well, inflation adjusted. So that certainly will bode well for Seabridge. All right. Well, Mr. Franck, we want to thank you today for your comments. We're going to look forward to having you back on the show at GoldSeek.com Radio.
Chris, delighted to come back at some point. Thank you very much.